Here's former NFL GM, the co-host of the Football GM podcast, Randy Mueller, back on Overdrive. How you doing, Randy?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. We're talking about this firing in Tennessee. Their GM got fired today. How rare is this? I mean, a GM getting fired mid-season. Furthermore, the Titans are going to run away with their division. They win the AFC South every single year. What is your read on this situation? What happened where the GM ends up getting the axe this late into a season?
Yeah, definitely. I have some questions, that's for sure, because it's the exception to the rule. Obviously, you pointed out how good they've been. They're the top dog in their own division. I guess you could maybe say that some of their draft picks haven't worked out, but this is a team that's highly competitive every week, and the fact that they lost the last 2 weeks probably has very little to do with the GM, to be honest with you. So I think it has a little bit a little bit of smoke in that maybe there's some inner office coup of some kind. That's the only thing I can come up with, because it does not make sense to do something like this at this point, especially after just signing him to an extension last February.
Right. What would you do with the 49ers quarterback situation if you were the GM?
Well, I don't think they have any choice. They've got to play Brock Purdy now because they've been all in on him as the backup. So he's the one guy that I think probably we all have a little bit of questions about. But I will say this, after watching last week's game, it didn't look too big for him. The moment didn't, send him into a shell. Having said that, he missed some receivers that were open. There's some gray area as to how good he can be. He was obviously the last pick in the draft, so there's some skill level that I still question, but I think he's a competitor. I think he's a winner, and I do like the intangible part of it, and I'm sure that's what the 49ers see in him as well. The thing is, Kyle Shanahan has to call a different game with him at quarterback. That's nothing new for Kyle Shanahan. He has done this his whole career. He's done it at the 49ers, for example, with Jimmy G. I mean, he's been different in the way he sets up game plans and calls plays dependent on the quarterback. So I guess if this is going to happen, it might happen to the coach that's most qualified and has the most skins on the wall to have done this throughout his career.
We've been talking a lot about Tom Brady today. Where the first 57 minutes of the game last night, he was going to have to answer a lot of questions, Randy, about how he looks finished, what's going on with him. The Bucs are a mess. He's snapping on the sideline. He's made a career of it, though, hasn't he? Like, just keeping everything away. He finds a way to go on two-minute drills. They steal a game 17-16 inside the division, probably securing or close to securing home field and winning the division. What's your read on Brady, and how close to being finished is he, in your opinion, based on the way he's been playing?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the talent around him is kind of diminished. This isn't the same Bucs team that won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. I saw some things that would make me a little concerned in watching the game last night. I also saw some overthrows of some receivers that, for example, Julio Jones. Julio Jones can't run like he used to run either. So to put all of that on Tom Brady, I don't get that. They've got to get better as a team if Tom Brady's going to be able to be Tom Brady. I think last night was, I'll take this tack, it was a little lucky on my end. I don't think they're going to run into a defense that ended up kind of just, wetting their pants at the end of the game. It's like they played scared. Mm-hmm. The Saints are really going nowhere right now. And so I think it was more of a letdown on the Saints than it was Tom Brady being the Tom Brady of old, that's for sure. Let's face it, the Bucs are going to have some decisions to make when the year is over. Tom Brady's shelf life there may have expired, but that doesn't mean he won't go somewhere else. I think this guy wants to play longer, and we'll see. But last night, to me, was a one-off more so than a trend that, hey, they're going to catch fire.
Who is watching him right now saying, I got to have that guy next year? Obviously, you talked about the talent around him right now, but to think at, 46 years old, that he can lead a charge, is even though it is Tom Brady, isn't that a little bit crazy?
It might be. I think it has to be the right team. We talked about one that I would sure kick the tires on, and that's the 49ers. Jimmy G will be gone next year. His contract is up. I don't know where they are with Trey Lance. They have a maybe in him, but nothing more than a maybe, in my opinion. And there's really nothing else. This is a playoff team in San Francisco that is ready to make a Super Bowl run. Could you picture Tom Brady in charge of them the last 5 weeks of the season? I kind of like it. We'll see. That is home for Tom Brady. So maybe there's a connection to be made down there. But there's not a lot. You're correct. There's not a lot of teams lining up for a 46-year-old quarterback at this stage in his career.
With Randy Mueller, former NFL GM, co-host of the Football GM podcast, there's reports now, because we all know Odell Beckham Jr. was in Dallas yesterday, and he showed up at the Mavs game last night with a couple of Cowboys. He's basically on like a collegiate tour. You know, he's going to Buffalo, the Giants, Dallas. But now there's reports coming out of Dallas. The Cowboys are concerned about his physical, concerned about his status, and how impactful he will actually be this season. What do you read into that? Are you buying that? Is that about the negotiation? Is that about them trying to get the price to come down? As a former GM, how do you read these kind of leaked reports from the Cowboys that all of a sudden they're apprehensive, possibly, about Odell Beckham Jr.?
Well, because it's the Cowboys and because it's Jerry Jones, I tend to take it a little bit with a grain of salt. But having said that, Odell Beckham is coming off two ACLs. He had an ACL 3 years ago in Cleveland. So he's had two injuries now. I don't know that he'll be what he once was. And he did not work out for any of these teams, whether it was Buffalo or the Giants or Dallas. He didn't want to work out at any of these spots. So the fact that they might have questions, sure, I think everybody has questions. Otherwise, there'd be more people interested. I think the price is probably part of the narrative right now. They're trying to make sure that they get him for the right price. The problem is, how do you know how much to pay for a player who you might get for two or three games? That's a hard value. And I know he wants a multi-year deal and talking about 2023. If I'm Jerry Jones or the Cowboys, I care about right now. That's really what because I've got a team I think can make a Super Bowl run. But if he's not going to be healthy except for a game or two, I don't know where the value is, especially a guy like him personality-wise that could be walking into a place that seems to be pretty kumbaya-ish right now. They're kind of all on the same page. They all believe that Kellen Moore is leading them the right way as the offensive coordinator. So there's some what-ifs with regard to inserting OBJ into that locker room.
Jerry Jones seems like the kind of owner that would throw the medical report in the garbage if he wants to sign him, and he wants the pizzazz, and he wants the name. He would just overpass everything and say, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Could very well be. The other problem is you don't know if Jerry's just selling, because he's been talking about OBJ for 2 weeks now.
Right.
And we all know that any news is good news as far as Jerry goes for selling the brand and selling the star. So maybe this was all a facade. Who knows?
Could be. We'll see. It's going to have to play out. You know, we got to get an answer, I would think, in the next week or so. Great catching up with you, Randy. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
You bet, guys. Thanks.
Randy Mueller, former NFL GM, co-host of the Football GM podcast. That's what I'm saying. Like, something's up here where either the Cowboys don't want to pay him the money he wants, we're hoping for a discount. Like, Jones has been saying on the record, like, we want him, we don't care about him being a mess on the plane, we don't care about, and now all of a sudden you're concerned about the physical? Like, you knew he was rehabbing an ACL.
It might be worse than
it could. Possibly.
When
they
a
have
guy
the
doesn't work out, there's a reason for
there's,
it.
There's yes. probably, like, their doctors probably looked at this and said, this guy's not going to be able to play.
Not
like,
even close.
Doing the workout, the on-field workout, is a big part of that league, isn't
yes.
it? And for him to say that's not happening, that is a massive red flag.
Yeah. That might be him, like, listen, he thinks he's got leverage, and he does. Jerry Jones is actively saying we want the guy.
Yeah. Dude, the only leverage he has right now is honestly his name.
Yes, but that is, it's a big name.
I know,
like,
but
Beckham
that's
Jr.
it.
Is a big
that's
name.
It. And I think
anymore.
if you talk to any
Possible.
GMs in pro sports, if you're just going for that name attachment, it's a big time. Or there's possible big
well,
time landmines everywhere.
He's had big injuries ever since he left New York. He hasn't been the same guy.
Yeah.
Like, with the Rams, he was good, and he was great in the first half of the Super Bowl. Then he blew his knee out.
And there's big personalities around there enough. Starting with the owner, it's like, do you need another one?
Yeah.
Things are going well. It would be such a Cowboys Jerry Jones move to just do it, though.
Yeah.
But they're pretty good at leading the charge in dysfunction, are they not?
They are. Like, this year's going well for them, though, man.
Not talking about, like, yes, like, their record's good, they've got good players and that, but it's just, there's a lot of noise around them.
Always.
Always.
But they like that.
Yes.
Like, it's all about what's bigger in Dallas and in Texas, and
yeah, I get it.
Jones like, speaking. And
too bad I wasn't there longer. It'd be nice to go check out. Like, I'd like to go see that field in person.
Yeah, that would have been a cool trip. They were playing the Monday night, and then the Leafs are there tonight.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet you there's a lot of Toronto people down there.
Probably.
Yeah. pretty good gig.
Guarantee Pierre LeBrun is down there.
I don't know.
I know. I just saw him on TV.
I don't think he is. Like, he gets down there usually once a year. He wouldn't care about
the
Leaf game.
That'd be a pretty good trip for him, though. Do the Monday night, cover the Leaf game, and fly back.
Yeah.
Could have done that.
Absolutely. Come back with our best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Leafs in action tonight in Dallas. The Lakers are here tomorrow night. Start looking ahead to that as well. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.